All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex. You may know me from hits such as Flatpak and my work in GNOME, but recently I've been doing this work on this thing called ComposeFS. And this talk is going to be about partly about what it is and how it works, but also how it slots into the container ecosystem. So the tagline I use is an opportunistically sharing verified image file system. It's a mouthful, but like image file system, you can imagine it's about mounting a file system that's an image. Like a container image could be, but it could also be a system image for a full system thing, or any kind of image you wish to share and then reuse. And sharing is about having multiple of these images, and they share resources in some way. So it's more efficient to have multiple of them than each individual. And verified is that we want to, in some way, guarantee that we're reading what we're expecting to read. So the easiest way to explain how it works is by an example. Suppose we have this image. I mean, it's not much of an image, but it's basically it's files, right? And a structure, a metadata, and all that. And you run the mkcompose.fs command, and you give it the directory that you want to create from. You give it an example.tfs, that's a file name. And then you pass in a digest store, which is a directory name. And when you run this, you get this. You get the image file, and you get the objects directory that has a bunch of weird-looking things in it. Those things are just files. And if you go back to the original thing, we had a foo.txt and a bar.txt. And those weird-looking objects just have the content of those files in them. And the names are like checksums. And then you can, from this again, you can mount it. You're specifying the objects directory and the example file, and then you get back the same results. It doesn't sound all that exciting, because you could as well just use a loopback mount for whatever kind of file system you wanted. The interesting thing is this particular objects directory. As I said, it has the backing data for these files. And if we were to change one of them to not be what it was supposed to be, and then mount again, you cat it, you will see the new change data. So basically, this directory contains all the backing files of the entire file system. So the interesting thing happens if you have multiple of these images that share the same base directory. Because these names are actually checksums, so any two files that happen to have the same content will have the same checksum, will use the same file. So that's what's called content addressing. It's common in Git and whatnot. And that's what you would get, what I call opportunistic sharing, as opposed to explicit sharing, like Docker layering, for example. You have to be very careful about managing your dependencies, such that you used exactly the right base image and whatnot, and then you get sharing. But here you get wherever, for whatever reason, if you happen to have two identical files, they will be shared. And they're not only shared on disk. Because of the way ComposeFS works, when you mount this thing, if you mount two things that use the same file, and something mmaps it or whatever, or just in the cache, they will be only stored once in the cache. And you can easily see how you could use this to update to a new version of an image and not have to download all the data. Like, you can just download the image, list all the objects and see which one you don't have and download those. So it's like an automatic way to do delta downloads, basically. And then to get into these verifying part, we have to look at something called fsverity. Fsverity is a feature of the Linux kernel. It's been around for some time now. It's actually both a feature of the VFS itself and the individual file system. So it has to be implemented in each file system, and most of them are. Or actually, XFS is not yet supporting it, but there's work on that. But basically, you enable this on a file, and that makes the file immutable in the sense that the VFS will not allow you to do any operation on this that changes its content. You will get basically permission denied when you try to write to it or whatever. But also, if you modify the file directly on the block device or whatever, a cosmic ray hits your drive and it flips a bit somewhere, when you read it back, there's a checksum that's like a recursive Merkle tree checksum across the entire thing. So whenever you read a block from a file that has been modified, you will get an error, an I/O error, basically. So that's pretty cool, but unfortunately, it has some weaknesses. Yes, you cannot change the file, but you can change the metadata. You can rename the file. You can, you know, make it set UID or whatever. You can create a new file. You can delete it and replace it with a new one with the same name. It basically doesn't validate what we want, which is the image. The thing we want to validate is the entire image, the file names, you know, the structures, the metadata, everything. So that's where we go back to ComposeFS. And if you actually look at the measure of an FS30 measure of this file, which is the digest, basically, like the checksum of thing, it actually has the digest for name. Basically, we're using FS30 already on all these objects. And not only that, we also record the expected digest inside the image itself. So whenever the file system opens a backing file, it can verify that it's actually the right thing. And then, once you've opened it, each individual read from the file will be verified by the kernel. So if you mount it with Verity on, like you might not want this, you might want to use the sharing without the Verity if, for example, your file system doesn't support Verity. But if you do have it, like just enable it, and then when you read the file that we changed before, now we get some kind of error because it doesn't have the very digest we expected it to. So that helps a bit, but what we wanted was to protect the entire file system, right? And you could potentially write into this image file and change the name of a file by modifying the file. And to avoid that, we enable FSVerity on the entire image itself, and then we pass the digest that we got. I mean, ideally, this digest isn't, you're not supposed to just read it from the file when you mount it, but at build time, you record the digest, and then via some kind of secure mechanism,